Rob, today you guys with the win, seventh straight this season, secure a 17th consecutive winning season as an organization, NFL record for a franchise. Can you speak to the success and longevity of the success this team has enjoyed and what you inherited when you came in here and how you guys have sustained it? What are the keys to that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I wasn't here for all 17 of those years, but it's just atmosphere of being around this facility. I mean, coming in, working hard, training hard, practicing hard, going to meetings, learning. It's just all about dedication. And when you come in, you inherit that type of work. You see the people around you doing it. It was already installed when I got here. And I just came in and just looked at the other guys, saw what they were doing, saw what Tom, Coach Belichick, the other guys like Slater that were here at the time when I got here. And you just see their work ethic, everyone's work ethic around here. And it just makes you pick it up. And that's what I feel like. It's just awesome. I mean, it gets the best out of you to play your best football every single week.
Rob, the Patriots haven't been making full use of the more relaxed celebration rules this year, but at following the final touchdown of the game, it looked like Brandon Cooks appeared to hop on your back and ride you like a racehorse. How did that particular scene come about?
That was not planned or anything. And we got yelled at. We're not allowed to talk about celebrations. That's what we got told, but I kind of want to talk about it. But I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble. So I don't know what to do. So it just happened on the spot. It wasn't planned. We'll just keep it there.
Rob, I think you had, at one point, all five of your receptions came consecutively, and on most of them you were wide open. Actually, before, you must be surprised when you kind of look around and see you're the only guy in a big area.
Yeah, it's just part of this game. It's part of the play calling. It's part of the run game helping out, help with the play action. It's kind of when you get open like that, it's kind of set up previously. We were running the ball super good today. I mean, I think we had 200 yards rushing, which is just an unbelievable job just as an offense as a whole. But just got to make those plays when you're open too. So it was good. I like games like that.
Rob, you had joked on Friday, I think, about not getting the biscuits from Brady, but did the two touchdown passes sort of make up for it?
Guess those were the biscuits. I guess he wasn't making any more, so he made up for it. But I still want those biscuits.
Hey, Rob, the defense obviously made a lot of improvements as the season's gone on. What have you noticed have been the biggest adjustments they've made?
I mean, our defense is playing unbelievable. They played great today. I mean, every time I looked up, I think there was another sack for like 10 yards loss. How many sacks do we have today?
Seven.
I was thinking we had six, so that just shows how unbelievable they're playing. And, I mean, they've been working hard all year. I mean, we've always trusted in them. And just the way that they're playing lights out, they're playing as a group, and it's great going versus them every single week during practice. Just makes everyone better together.
Rob, you guys got off to a 14-0 lead after the first quarter. You guys have struggled getting off to fast starts at home, at least this year. How different was like the atmosphere on the sideline after that first quarter?
It's huge. Getting off to a fast start is crucial. And I believe the last three games we got off to a really, really fast start. And I think that's helping out not just the offense but the defense too. And it's getting us to play together. So it's crucial to come out with a fast start, and I just got to keep working hard to keep continuing it.
Any questions? Just on the second touchdown, what did you see on that? And the 15-yarder left side of the end zone, right? And then Amendola just sort of clearing the spot for you. How did you like that?
Yes. That was a play we've been working on all week, and it was the ball. It made for his own type, his own coverage, type coverage, and the ball was either, it was Amendola that cleared out or Cooks. I wasn't really sure. Yeah, it was Cooks. So it was either the ball, when the play was called, I put my hand down, saw it was zone, and it's either if the safety comes and takes me, Cooks gets the ball, or if the safety takes Cooks, I get the ball. So it just worked out good, and it made Cooks obviously clearing it out. He did an unbelievable job running his route, going full speed with that post, clearing everyone out. And I just came through with a little patience, and Tom just made a nice throw and just completed the play. Yeah, oh, that was great. Yeah, that was just spontaneous too. So that was cool too.
Rob, I'm just curious how you guys feel about the win. Obviously, 35 points is great. 18-point win is great. But it does seem like you guys left a few plays out there on the field today.
I mean, if you as an offense can capitalize on every single play in the NFL, that's huge. I mean, because these defenses, they got players, good players on every side of the ball on every team. So, I mean, but those plays, you look back, you see what you did well in the game, but also you see where you could capitalize more too, so you can become better, and you go out to practice field, try and correct that all, and then hopefully get those corrections right and go out to the next game and complete the plays.
Your final question?
All right, thank you, guys.